It started with a song. So full of beauty and hope, it touched the hearts of all who heard it. And the government made sure everyone heard it, dispatching interpreters across our world to share this good news, this innovation. And whilst I wouldn't entirely agree that that's exactly what it was, I did speak of a planet not so different to ours back in its glory days. A people with whom we might share a culture, ideas, a home. It was hard not to get swept up with this newfound optimism. We should reply. It was only polite. What did we have to lose? Well, for Her Majesty and her government, nothing. Because they're not stuck in a fracking shell, light years from home in an orbit of space junk, listening to Earth noise.
Skin, I am obliged to remind you that all onboard reports are recorded via the Universal Translator.
Relax, Beta. No one's actually listening. If they were, they'd have called us back during the last orbit.
All verbal comms will be fully decipherable to Mission Command and Her Majesty's government.
Noted.
Also, I am a fully automated bioengineered exploration transport and aqualab, not just a shell.
Apologies. But that's not really the worst thing you'll hear today, Beta. I guarantee it. Oh, this planet does not sound nearly as welcoming as advertised. In fact, it's beginning to sound like a boiling mess. Thank you.